banjo or a fiddle. I mean, you can't hear the guitar now too much, like I seen the young people over are making the runs, you know. You can hear that, but to really hear mine, you couldn't hear it like you do theirs, but it's got the volume in it, you know what I'm talking about. It's pretty poly. Oh, Polly, pretty Polly, come go along with me. Polly, oh, Polly, go along with me. We will be married in pleasure, you see. He led her over mountains and valleys so deep. Led her over mountains, valleys so deep. Polly mistrusted and she fell asleep. Oh Willie, I'm afraid of your way. Willie, oh Willie, I'm afraid of your ways. I love a poor boy, I'll not be your slave. Oh Polly, your guess is about right. Polly, oh Polly, your guess is about right. Dug on your grave is part of last night. Oh Polly, come go along with me. Oh Polly, go along with me. We will be married in pleasure we see. Oh Willie, oh what did you say? What did you say? I murdered pretty Polly and she's gone away.
When the Carters did that, what instrumentation did they use on a song like that?
What?
When the Carter family recorded that, what instruments did they use?
What?
For that song.
Pretty Polly?
Yeah.
They didn't record Pretty Polly.
They never did.
That's just an old traditional song that I like. They didn't record Pretty Polly.
That Lonesome Pine Special, I've heard that with a yodel in it.
Yeah, my mother yodeled. I was afraid to spring that on you this morning. I yodeled a little bit. It goes high and low. I'll do a little bit of Sweet Fern and get it down real low so I can yodel. I can't seem to be hearing myself. Are you all hear me real well?
Real loud, yeah.
Well. I'm not the yodeler my mother was. I'm not the singer. I'm not the Arter Harp player. I don't try to be like my mother, but that's all he is left as a children, so we've got to do what we can do, you know. Sweet Fern.
Springtime is coming, sweet lonesome bird, your echo in the woodland I hear. Down in the meadow, so lonesome you're singing, while the moonlight is shining so clear. I know he's away in a far distant land, land over the sea.
now, we will, if any of you won't request, I'll try to do some at, or some
Diamonds
of
in the Rough.
Diamonds in the Rough, all right. C. If you all notice, and while I'm playing the art of harp, I don't know if everybody does like I do. I try to hold the art of harp so it won't go up against me. I think that muffles the sound. Even when I'm holding it on my lap, I try to hold it in a way that it don't deaden the sound. Could I go get me a drink?
Certainly.
They don't have.
There isn't a cup.
Huh?
They have a cup with. I'll bring you one.
Okay. There's some cups in the room there.
Right.
They need to clean up. What about that? When the roses bloom in Dixieland, that's what I'm doing. You sing that one after you get a drink?
Well, I never did try to sing that too much. I've heard them sing it. I have. You know, when you're out by yourself, I try to really pick the songs that didn't have the three parts or better, really as solo songs, you know. Some of them, of course, I go ahead and sing. Now, John wanted me to have sang one. Now, I write, and also my brother Joe writes, and I've recorded several of my songs and several that I've got to record yet. And someday I'd like to put out a whole album of just my songs, but I stay very busy. Seems like I can't find time to. Takes a lot of rehearsing to make a record. It's not just like sitting down. I remember hours and on hours of sitting when I was a little girl, listening to my mother and daddy and Maybelle rehearse the songs that they were going to put on record. And they had to be timed out. Each song on a 78 was 3 minutes. And I would sit and hold the watch, or whichever child they told to hold the watch, and watch the hands go around for 3 minutes. And if the verses didn't time out with the music leads, sometimes they'd put longer music leads, you know. But on a long play record, you can put a short song and a long song, and just so many it takes to fill out that one side. But you had to work it all out exact, you know. Some of the songs you may find they've got more music leads than they have singing. Well, I wouldn't say more, but they've got more than some of the others. That's the reason.
You do the Golden Vanity?
Yes, I do. Well, now, the way I learned that was Sinking in the Lonesome Sea. I learned that from Grandma Carter. My daddy was a collector as well as a writer. He collected tunes and verses of songs. Back when they recorded their records, they were among the first, you know. And they had to, every 6 months, they went somewhere to record. They went to New York, they went to Camden, New Jersey, they went to Atlanta, Georgia, they went to Bristol, they went to Chicago, Illinois, or wherever that Ralph Pure wanted them to go, or where they had it set up to do that session, that's where they would go. They never took me one time. I never, ever got to go. We always stayed at home. But they would drive or go on the train, and that's the way. Every 6 months, they recorded 6 or 8 songs. My daddy would get out and go places and ask people if you know a tune and if you know a verse of a song. If they know the verse or know the tune, most of the time they wouldn't know over a verse. Well, you know yourself some of the songs that you sang and know now. You don't know all of it. It'll be changed. Songs is changed and changed, you know. Someone will rearrange it. Well, even the Wildwood Flower, the tune, they said, come from England. I've heard Maybelle say it was really a tune that come from overseas somewhere. The Winding Stream, I believe, is the one that Mother said that the man sent the poem, and Maybelle put the music to it. She done the arranging, mostly Maybelle did, of figuring out the music leads. And of course my mother would lead the singing, and Maybelle would sing an alto part, and then my daddy would sing bass. And in writing songs, a lot of the Carter family songs, all of them has a lot of meaning to them. They never did any of them, I don't think, ever make great big hits, but they linger on. And the reason that they linger on, this is my opinion, is because they're very good songs. Back in their time, they didn't even make 0.5 cent a record. So you can imagine how many thousands and thousands of records they sold they never were rich people. But they draw more royalties now than they ever drawed in their life. But they're all gone. They've got distributors now, which they didn't have very many. Montgomery Ward and Sears carried them back when I was a small girl. That was the biggest orders that you could get, the places that distributed them. Their records sell more overseas now than they do in the United States.
Really?
Because I know, because you look at the royalty statements, which are set out every 6 months, just like they made a session every 6 months. They're sent out every 6 months. The royalties come, of course, off of them. Not 78s anymore. There's not 78s. They've been re-released and put on long play albums. Other artists have done their songs. Everyone that does a song of theirs, they get a certain percent. if their song is put, the sheet music, they draw money from the sheet music. If you put a song, they say anymore, I don't know, on TV, even the artist that composed that gets a certain amount of a royalty off of that. And everybody that records your song adds a little more to the bringing in of the royalties, you know. That's the way it works. But now, people have so much better chance than what they had. If the Carter family would have been now, they would have all been millionaires. Now, but back in their time, they wasn't millionaires. They never was millionaires. They never did have a lot of money. But we had more money when they started making records than we did before. We had money coming in besides the hen and the chickens and the eggs and the... And then, of course, they got into the schools and going to the schools and putting on programs at schools, at theaters, at churches. And then you got out and booked. Daddy would go to the school and he would say, can I come to the school? They would give the school most of the money. I believe, if I'm not wrong, they got a third and the school got two-thirds. If they made $100, the school got 60, 63 and so much, and they got 33 or how much, added up, you know what they got. And then their part was divided between the three, plus their expense. Now most people, they have bookers. They have contacts. They have people that get in touch with you. But my daddy got out and went. He drove. He asked for work. He done this. He was a pioneer. He really was.
Did anyone offer to, book jobs and stuff for him?
They didn't have bookers and things back.
No one ever offered to do that kind of work?
Well, now, the first big paying job was that they got the Consolidated Drug out of Chicago. You know, they got in touch with Peer, and that's when they went to Texas and done the transcriptions. Now, they were paid well for that back at that time, you know. But their music shows, well, they would go on a Saturday night. During the week, they were farming.
But no one ever offered to go around to the schools for him and save him?
He never did ask nobody. He always, if he'd have had somebody to done it, he'd have had to pay them, you see. He didn't make a lot as it was. No, he done it himself. Let's do the bouquet of dandelions. I'm a-talking too much. If you think I'm talking too much and you want me to sing, you'll have to tell me. Usually the first session is a lot of talking, and then I go down to the singing more. This is the bouquet of dandelions. I have three children, and Don, Rita, and Dale. And I wrote this song about the oldest boy. Well, they all would pick the little flowers and bring to me as I was singing someplace. And I said, all little boys take flowers to their mother. Some young girl spoke up. She says young girls take flowers to their mother, too. But I remember Don picking the dandelions out in the yard and bringing them to me. And the things that he was going to do when he growed up. He growed up and got married. He's going to take me on trips. He's going to buy me dresses, and he's going to do this. But this is a song about the bouquet of dandelions. Thirty-one winters have come and gone. Since first I gazed on my oldest son, a ray of bright sunlight so close to me. The years they passed swiftly, soon there were three. The long golden summers, soon you were gone. My I know. Instead of dandelions, you'll have a rose. Though you have left me, you never have changed. So kind, so gentle, always the same. Not only mother, but others you please. Why, a good man, you plainly can see. A golden haired angel runs through the door. A ray of bright sunlight, I'm lonely no more. Grand, grand, I love you, the tears I do see. A bouquet of dandelions handed me. A bouquet. Calls me Grand Grand. I'll do one more of one of mine, and then we'll go on to Carter Family songs. And when I was growing up, I think there was 25 grandchildren in all. My daddy had 7 brothers and sisters. He was the oldest child. So Grandma Carter, they lived way back up in the mountains, and that was really my second home. I was there an awful lot because I was left there when my family was gone. My mother and daddy separated. She had a whole lot with raising us 3 children, and we were there a lot. And you was always just the right size to do anything when you come in, to wash dishes and milk, or she had lots of flowers, and she loved flowers, and she just lived in a mountain in a big rock pile. But she would have flowers everywhere. And I even hear in reading June's book, June mentioned she was just the right size for everything. And you always, you went to Grandma Carter's, you worked an hour, then she let you play. There was always other grandchildren there. You could play, but you... Oh, come your little handy one, no doubt they're calling me. Honor thy mom and dad, I always did believe. Oh, this one is courting the baby Jesus feet. I am the right size, I am in between. Just the right size for bringing in the wood. Milk and cows, sweeping floors, I was always good. I jumped when I was close. Wild cherry I despise. Always daddy's little doll and just the right size. Now Grandma Carter's flower bed's the top of the land. For all the leaves and all the green, the dirt it did hide. Carried by a little girl just the right size. Just the right size for bringing in the wood. Milk and cows, sweeping floors, I was always good. I jumped when I was spoken to, I was cheery, I despised. Always daddy's little dog. Now come your little handy one, no rest I'll ever find. Strolling by the wrong place at just the right time. A complete nervous wreck, doctor, he told me. All from being overworked, the right size naturally. Just the right.